It makes it sound gnack. Gnack. But they do. There was an episode of the Smurfs where somebody went around pinching the little tails, and they would say gnack when they pinched the tails.
I feel like I know that, but I can't seem to remember it right now.
Anyway, you don't have to rewatch all of the Smurfs. I just remember the sound. Gnack.
Hello, and welcome to the Homestay Kitchen with me, Mary Chan, and Aaron Eastman. This is a podcast where we serve up stories of being a homestay family, the ups and downs of making a connection with international homestay students. We'll bring a plateful of stories, ideas, interviews, and hopefully dish up some anecdotes to share with our community. In this episode, we reveal our Christmas past, present, and future with our international students. Mary shares her non-Christmas household, but reveals the little things that she likes to do for the holidays. While Erin knows something will come together at the last minute for her family's Christmas dinner. Listen for tips on what to do with students while keeping to a budget, and a list of all our favorite holiday movies. Plus, how does the holidays differ in their students' home countries? We find out about a Japanese tradition that is finger-licking good. Whatever holiday you celebrate this time of year, or even no holiday, we hope you get a break either way. It's really all about the good food coming out of the kitchen and enjoying it with people that you love.
Hi, Erin. How are you?
Hi, Mary. I'm very happy because you've given me the blue...
They're called windsocks.
Windsock, and it reminds me of the Smurf's tail.
Smurf's tail.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
I just got a bunch of these, and I
like them. Thank you.
I've been wanting to get them for a while.
I think it is appropriate that you do have the red one. Because when I think of Mary Chan, I do think of the color red.
Oh, yes. Red is culturally my lucky color. I go with red. Oh, look, I'm wearing a red shirt.
Exactly.
Too.
And I'm wearing blue.
Oh, my. This was meant to be.
It's meant to be. Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome. Oh, okay, I'm just trying to get settled. My pants are still wet.
I don't want to ask why. I do know why, because I'm looking out the window and it is raining a lot.
My pants are still wet because we're recording on a very, very rainy Victoria day. And I took the bus here.
Thank you.
For the podcast.
All for the podcast. I did offer on my way to the chai to come get you.
But I'm like, no, I'm already partway there. Getting to a bus stop, I can do it.
It's raining so bad, Mary. Can I come get you? You're like, I'm on my way to the bus stop. And I was like, this is not a yes or a no. This sounds like a Mary Chan, just keep going.
It just yes, like I'm just going to keep going. Yep.
I was like, I will not get between the Chan.
I also had a really, really bad morning with Kira. So I was like, I'm just going to go. I'm just going to keep going. I'm going to go to the bus stop. Because I was trying to get here a little earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when one wants to rush and the other one does not want to rush,
they sense it.
Yeah, she totally did. And she's like refusing to put on socks and then shoes and then a rain jacket and then a hat, like refusing all the things and refusing to hold her backpack because I had my backpack that I needed to bring here. And then she refused to hold her backpack. And then partway through, she's like, I want to hold my backpack. And so I gave her the backpack, but then she refused to hold it. And she said, I don't want the backpack. I'm like, what do you want then?
I'm sorry that happened, but do you know what I just realized? You could put in the backpack that I've been forgetting to bring to your house every time I come.
What?
The Ghostbusters movie that I borrowed from you.
That you watched from our Halloween episode?
Yeah. You could put that in there.
That might make her happy.
Auntie Erin sent this over. It's yours.
It's okay. We got to daycare. She's extremely soggy, like I am right now, but yeah. We made it.
You made it.
And I made it.
And you made it. And there was a warm beverage waiting for you.
Thank you for that.
Oh, thank you.
I love my warm water. But the weather is just another sign that Christmas is coming, because that's what we get here, rain.
It's rain, and I wish it were snow. Did you know I was looking through my pictures, and we did get snow on Christmas last year?
Oh, that's right.
It was like our Christmas miracle.
We were visiting John's family on the mainland, and it did not snow as much. And I just remember getting text messages from people here in Victoria, mm-hmm. saying they're having a snowball fight. I'm like, what?
It was probably from me because I was looking through the pictures and yeah, Jenny and Carter were having a snowball fight. Yeah.
So it might snow here this year, but from the looks of it, it's 8 degrees and extremely rainy. I don't know if it'll be snowing anytime soon.
No. I don't think so. So your plans are, I would assume, to go over to Vancouver once again for Christmas?
Yes, that is our usual. We have our couple days off usually in between Christmas and New Year's time. And so we'll spend part of those days in the mainland and part of those days here.
No plans for a student, so no need for the doggy bed?
No, no. Though I was thinking maybe it would be a good idea because we're staying with my brother for one night. Mm-hmm. It might be a good idea to use it then, just as a test run.
Test run the doggy bag.
But then I don't know if I want to bring it all the way, schlep it for the one night. So we'll see. I may change my mind. We'll see how much stuff I need to bring over. Yeah, though that's our usual plan. We usually go and hang out with John's family for a bit because John's niece is really into Christmas. So John's brother's side of the family, they are well into Christmas. He has, I think he still has the tree. He has this tree that he dug up in his backyard quite a few years ago.
He dug up a tree? How does one dig up a tree?
It was like a sapling, I guess. Okay. It was a baby tree at the time. And he potted it. And every Christmas, he brings it into the house.
Wow.
I'm going to go visit the little tree and see how big it is this year.
How big that tree has gotten. I love that it's like not the people. I'm going to go visit the tree. Yeah, no, and
not about the people.
Mark how big it's gotten. That's hilarious.
But then this will be Kira's first year of actually realizing what the holidays is. Because we don't really celebrate Christmas, as I've said before. And it was quite funny. The last couple days I've been asking her, what do you know about Santa? And what does Christmas mean to you? And what do people do during Christmas? And she's pretty funny. She says that Santa lives on the chimney and he comes to play with us and he lives with reindeer. And she really likes Frosty the Snowman. She hasn't mentioned one thing about presents. So that's good.
Yeah.
They've been practicing all their Christmas songs. So she knows all of them. Jingle Bells is her favorite.
Oh, good.
And she'll have a little Christmas concert for all the parents. And they also go to a seniors' home in the neighborhood and they perform all the songs for them too.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she likes to go there and do her little song and dance.
Yeah. Our children's school has a relationship with a local seniors' home as well where they have my son's class has a big buddies with the home as well. They'll come in to the classroom and they'll go visit the home and visit the buddies. And then they open the home up at like Halloween time and they'll go visit their buddies.
Yeah, we had that too.
And also at Christmas time. So even tonight they have like go visit the home and they've got Christmas lights and Christmas cheer and hot chocolate and to go visit the seniors because not all of them have family around or in town or people that do visit. And so they invite actually not just the classroom where they have the buddies, but the whole school.
So, oh, wow.
You know, the whole school's invited to come down on this night during this time with their families to come and tour around and visit the local seniors.
Nice.
And wish them a Merry Christmas and stuff like that. So that's really nice. Just hearing you talk about what Kira does reminded me of that. Like, oh, yes, we do need to go do that tonight.
It's on the docket.
It's on the docket. Yeah.
But yeah, we don't have a student this year, so we don't have to deal with figuring out beds and sleeping. But in previous years, we would just take our student with us. And then we'd give them the tour of Vancouver too, because usually they haven't gone to Vancouver yet at this point. And so we'll take them to Vancouver and try and do some of the big festivals there, like the big lights downtown, or if there's some fancy like food celebration for Christmas, we'll go do something with food related. That's what I like about the holidays. It's just all about eating.
Agreed. Absolutely agree.
So we'll find some sort of a food thing to do.
But, oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Or even when we're still here and we haven't gone to Vancouver yet, we'll make sure that the student knows all about like the Festival of Trees that's here. Maybe go to Butchart Gardens for the 12 days of Christmas there and just make sure that they have all the knowledge for all the fun Christmas things to do. Or even just walking around downtown at night with their friends and see the legislature all lit up in the Christmas colors, because they do change the light bulbs for the Christmas time for red, green, and white. So yeah, just making sure that the kids and the students all know what are some fun Christmas traditions to do around town.
And I remember as a child, and I'm sure that still comes out, and if not, we just like tour around, but we would pile in the car and try and find like all the best Christmas lights.
Oh, yes.
Right? And you'd put on like the radio station that plays like Christmas music and just find all of the Christmas lights, like Candy Cane Lane or just find like wherever you want to drive if it's a scenic drive. And like our children would point out, oh, it's my window, they're that window. And you know, like sometimes our students do fall asleep in the cars, you know, but like we would, it would be trying to see who falls, either falls asleep first or if they can stay up, but just stop and get a drink or go and do like the Christmas light tour as well.
That's a good idea.
Something like that doesn't necessarily have to cost a ton of money at this time of year too, because I find like it can get really expensive, but we do butcher gardens as well. We try to do butcher gardens and the 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah, the light tour is a good one, because I had a friend visit on the weekend and she thought, oh, we should go and take Kira out for the light tour. I'm like, I have no idea where to go. But then we just drove around town and that's all you need. And then we found out there was a really, really good house by my neighborhood. So
yeah,
we actually got out of the car and like stared at all the stuff. And they had music blaring outside of the house too. So Kira was like dancing in front of the Mickey Mouse and all the different things. Yeah, it was a good one.
And our baking list, like we love to bake cinnamon buns. At Christmas time.
Are you going to get your students to help?
Yeah, well, last year, Pine Ridge High student helped. And the trick is to use thread to cut the cinnamon buns.
Ooh,
that's
yes.
That's the trick. We always got the small child to do the thread. I remember with my grandma, I'm like, I want to do it. And it was always like, you can't do it too thin and the tension has to be right.
Yep.
And stuff like that. It's something I always do with my mother as well. But this is the benefits, Mary, as you can look out the window and see my mother's house of living so close. But I am hosting a crib Christmas.
A crib Christmas? Do tell.
With my crib buddies. We've decided that we need to do a crib Christmas. We all get together. Yeah, the guys. And I'm going to have them over because they want to be around my joyous little children as well, but the students. And have it here. Not everybody has family in town, but for those that do, some of the guys have wives in town and some of them are even high school children that go to school with my students. And they can come too. And we'll bring out, I think I can safely bring out the crokinole boards as well. But anyway, we'll have a crib Christmas. And I've told them all that I will bake them cinnamon buns.
Oh, aren't you sweet?
Well, they are sweet to me. So they can have the sweetness of the cinnamon buns. So that needs to happen before crib Christmas happens.
And since you taught Yoko, your student, how to play crib,
she's excited. Yeah, she is. She has not yet played with the Jokers in because we play with Jokers in. So we can have many different boards and many different styles of playing, or else just teach her with the Jokers in. And yeah, we'll play and it'll be fun. So we'll have coffee on and cinnamon buns and good food and like family and just probably a lot of hilarity everywhere.
With all your games.
With all of our games. I'm really looking forward to that. Christmas with butter tarts are also my favorite.
That's a Canadian thing, isn't it?
Butter tarts. We don't put raisins in them for Blake. We have some with no raisins because apparently making him eat a raisin is the worst thing ever. Some uncle told him that raisins are, I'm going to try to say it without laughing. Raisins are dead flies without wings.
Oh my gosh.
And that's forever ruined raisins for him.
He is an adult now. He can get over that.
And so my children do not eat potatoes. I am a rice girl. I love my rice.
Yep.
I do like my potatoes, but I like them prepared difficultly.
Difficultly?
Not like in 20 minutes or less. I like my potatoes mashed or scalloped.
That would take a while.
Twice baked or, you know, just not boiled. they're okay every once in a while, but they need to have like sour cream and like bacon and
some good
fixings,
stuff.
Not just
potato.
You know?
But would you eat rice on its own?
Yeah.
So why couldn't you eat potatoes on its own?
Mary, I had a Korean nanny and you know, there's just a lot of Asian in me somewhere.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Fair enough.
So
no, I totally agree with you. Potatoes.
As the incubator for all of my children, they didn't get enough potatoes, I guess, because none of them like it. And so he has to barter with them that if they eat potatoes, he'll eat a raisin.
Oh,
it's the only thing that works.
Where are you going with that?
It's the only thing that works. But so yeah, when we make butter tarts, we have to leave the raisins out for like poor guy.
I've never really eaten butter tarts. It's never been a thing in my household. I know you're giving me the look like, what?
No. There's butter tarts, and then there's like, my mom says, if you're going to do butter tarts, you might as well do lemon tarts. And so there's lemon tarts.
Oh, wow.
And then there's, okay.
No, John's family, they do pie. So either there's apple pies. Pie
yeah.
Or mincemeat is mm-hmm. John's mom's favorite.
Yeah.
I do prefer the apple pie.
There's a whole season where we stole my grandmother from Manitoba.
You stole your grandmother?
But we didn't steal her. She had like bad asthma or breathing problems, but she would come mm-hmm. out here and her breathing would be better. And so we'd say, well, grandma, you can't go back. You feel so much better. But out here, and she just didn't know, like she always baked. She baked all the time. She would bake her own bread. She would bake her own buns.
Yum.
She would bake her own pies, everything. My mom's the only one out here from Manitoba. All of my aunts and uncles were missing grandma's baking.
Oh, you stole grandma.
Because we stole grandma. And so we said, what do you want? And so we would FedEx the cinnamon buns to Uncle Glenn or whatever. But they really just miss grandma. And we said, no, you can't have her, but you can have, here's her baking. Grandma's feeling so much better out here. Because at Christmas time, we would get grandma's care packages, right? Like we would get grandma's baking
yep.
in a box.
So now it's just, why can't you have her for the season?
That's
the
exactly
season?
It. Mm-hmm. But yeah, everybody descends upon our house on Christmas Day, which is lovely because it's the joy of children, right? Mm-hmm. We do celebrate it in our home. And so they, you know, we have our family and Blake's family and our students as well. But we have no plans. Everything will just happen naturally. There will be food. We will eat it. We'll either eat it here or I don't know if my mom's doing it. But there'll be food and it's either 10 steps that way or just to the table here. So
Christmas will happen
Christmas
one way or another.
Christmas will happen one way or another, and it'll be magical, and we'll all be together. And the puzzle behind you will be done by then, I would assume.
Nice.
And Crokinole will come out, and there will be a tree, and Conky. Oh, Conky the Christmas angel. Mary, do you remember?
This sounds very familiar.
Okay. Do you remember when we were working at the radio station and the Trailer Park Boys?
Oh, that's what that's from.
Came. They were doing the tour.
Yeah,
and
they
I
came
was,
to the station to,
I was
for an
working
interview.
In the promotions department at the time, and my like DVD music contact sent me the Trailer Park Boys DVD, and it came with Conky the Finger Puppet. Ever since then, Conky the Finger Puppet has been our Christmas angel on top of our
oh
tree.
Oh my gosh.
Until last year.
Oh no. What happened last year?
My Thai student said no. He is not an angel. He's not an angel. He's an ugly little puppet. We can't have him be our angel on the tree. Aaron, this is not okay. Because my Thai student, like their family actually celebrates Christmas. And she's
okay.
like, Aaron, this is just so sad. We can't let this mean little puppet be the star on the tree. And I was like, okay, fine. Like, I really do understand. And so I went out and bought a beautiful star. And like, then Conky's like just below
just
the star.
How did she like that?
She was okay with it.
Yeah.
But my children were all clapping and cheering that finally Conky has been like
on the tree
usurped or whatever that is. Like there was like a coup and Conky was no longer on top. When we celebrate and our tree comes out, Conky will not be on the top, but he will be very close.
I remember when I was a kid, that my mom, the only Christmas thing she ever did was get us a fake Christmas tree, like one of those artificial Christmas trees. So we did have Christmas in the house. And I remember I liked putting the tree up and I liked putting all the ornaments on there. And we had specific ornaments that we had bought from Woodward's back in the day. But my mom failed to remember about the rest of Christmas. So if you can imagine little Mary.
Yes.
Thinking there's going to be presents under the tree when she wakes up. And she wakes up in the morning and runs downstairs and finds nothing.
Everything's the same.
Everything is exactly the same.
Mary's confused.
Yeah, I was a little confused, but that's okay. Mom worked 3 jobs and she was a little busy. So she just didn't do that part of Canadian Christmas. She just said, we're Chinese. You have Chinese New Year. Mm-hmm. So I said, okay.
Okay.
I don't know if that scarred me, but that was definitely a turning point in my, well, I guess we just don't do Christmas at our house. Mm-hmm. With Kira, we are going to make snowflakes and put them on our windows because she wanted to decorate the house a little bit.
That's good.
So yeah. Oh, 1 year, my Japanese student told me, did you know about KFC?
Kentucky Fried Chicken?
And Christmas?
Well, Kentucky Fried Chicken was always my grandfather's favorite. But no, I don't know about Kentucky Fried Chicken and Christmas.
So my Japanese student 1 year told me that in Japan, it is a tradition to go and get KFC for Christmas. That would be their Christmas dinner. It's like a big package, like a
dinner?
A theme, big dinner thing.
Like a 26-piece chicken dinner?
Yeah, and it comes with like sides and stuff
like too. Potatoes and gravy.
And you have to pre-order it. And it is so popular that all the KFCs sell out for this during Christmas time.
That's kind of cool. That reminds me of like that movie, A Christmas Story. Right now, the Christmas season, every weekend, we're trying to watch a different Christmas movie with our children. That's something we're doing. They put all of their little picks into a bowl and we pick one out. And
what are the favorites?
Elf.
Oh, Will of course. Ferrell. Yes.
Yeah. Elf is Home Alone is a big one. A Christmas Story is one of my husband's favorite.
That's the one with the leg lamp, right?
Yeah, and you're going to shoot your eye out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And then where he licks the frozen pole and his tongue gets stuck.
Yes. There's so many classic moments. Or Show Me How Little Piggies Eat, Ralphie. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
It's really good. Yeah, it's classic. What's your favorite Christmas movie?
I don't know if I have a favorite, but I do like Elf.
It's so good. It's so funny.
It's a good one. And it was filmed in Vancouver.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Now you'll look at it through a different lens, won't you?
We're going to rewatch it. We will. We will. We will. Oh, yeah.
Whenever something is filmed in Vancouver, I'm always looking out for all like the little Vancouver bits and stuff. And then I miss like some of the scenes of the movie because I'm too busy looking at the Vancouver scenery.
That's okay. We already watched Elf this season. That's true. Now I can rewatch it.
Mm-hmm. And look for all the Vancouver scenes.
Yes.
Most of the mall scenes were filmed at the Bay.
Yeah.
Or downtown at Pacific Center or something like that.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And look up for like the scenery. See if you can catch the mountains.
Okay. I'm on a mission. Oh, the kids are going to be so excited about that.
Aside from that, I don't know if I have any favorite Christmas movies. I always watch like all the cartoons that are on TV. Mm-hmm. I always watch those like Rudolph and Frosty, but all the classic ones.
The classics. I'm with you.
Yeah, because I grew up with that stuff. Mm-hmm. One thing that we did let Kira watch was Olaf's Christmas Adventure.
Mm.
That was fun. She really enjoyed that one.
I have not seen that. Okay, I need to look for that.
Yeah, that was fun where Elsa and Anna didn't have a Christmas tradition and they were really sad. And so Olaf and Sven went out for an adventure to look for traditions for Elsa and Anna. It's just a short little 30-minuter.
I'll look for that. Thank you. I bet you that'll put us right back into Frozen again. Carter will be thrilled. Thanks, Mary.
Those are going to be our Christmas things for this year.
Okay.
Maybe next year I'll have a student for Christmas.
That'd be good. Merry Christmas, too.
And the happy holidays. All happy the holidays to everybody. Because not everybody does
That's
Christmas.
That's right. Not everybody does.
Some people do KFC.
I like that. You know, if my dinner doesn't come together...
You're going to go for KFC?
I'm going for KFC. Yeah, KFC. Happy holidays and KFC.
It's a commercial right there. KFC, you can sponsor us. All right. Have a good Christmas break.
You too.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to The Homestay Kitchen, hosted by Mary Chan and Aaron Eastman. Produced by me, Mary Chan of Organized Sound Productions. Web and show notes by Aaron Eastman. Like what you're hearing? Write us a review wherever you listen. Or drop us an email at homestaykitchen@gmail.com. We would really appreciate it. For more information on this episode, visit homestaykitchen.com. And when you're ready to dish up your stories, connect with us on Instagram @homestaykitchen or on Facebook. Thanks for joining us.